Welcome to the Bear Arms Show. Your fun, sometimes witty source for news, commentary, and interviews. We focus on efforts to protect and restore the right to keep and bear arms. Arm yourself with the information you need to protect your rights. With your hosts, John and Michael.
Hello, this is Mike from the Bear Arms Show, and you're listening to the Bear Arms Show, Season 2, Episode 12. And the Bear Arms Show is brought to you by
Justifiable Force Training. www.justifiableforcetraining.com.
Oh boy, here he is with his voice.
Yeah.
Also brought to you by NJ Concealment Furniture. www.njconceal.co. Come and find it.
And Black Bag Resources at www.blackbagresources.com/index.html. Or just .com.
What are you doing, Sean? Yeah. What are you doing?
Anyway. That's what you wrote. That's what I put.
Hey, that's what I got when I went to his website and I copied it and pasted it.
I have a feeling that's the index.html page in his root server. That's what I'm feeling that means. Is that what that means to you? That's what that means to me.
That is what it means to me as well.
You know, he's going with the full HTML. See, Sean doesn't skimp out. He went with the full HTML, not just the .htm.
Is that kind of like the...
It's the full Monty. Like, he's giving you full frontal.
You never go full retard? Is that kind of similar?
No.
You never go full HTML?
This is bonus.
Oh, it's bonus, yeah, HTML.
He's giving you the L, where not every website will give you the L. You know what I mean?
Usually you just get the HTM.
That's right. It's 25% more.
It is 25% more, but for 25% less. No, not really.
I'm lost.
He'll give you a great deal, though.
I can't do that math. Wait. Easter egg, can you see the cat in this picture?
Ooh. All right, now that we've extended the introduction into this great long spiel, we're going to get into the words of wisdom. The Bear Arms Show, Season 2, Episode 12, Words of Wisdom, come to you from General George Patton. And he said, "You're never beaten until you admit it." So the fight's not over until you give in.
Hashtag facts.
All right. So that brings us in to our first topic of the evening.
Because you know who's not going to admit defeat? The New Jersey legislature.
Not when it comes to guns.
Not when it comes to gun control. You familiar with this story? Or should I give you the lowdown?
I am familiar with the story.
You are familiar with the story. Okay.
I am familiar with the story.
Well, for anyone who isn't familiar with the story, the Democrats in the New Jersey legislature have decided that they are so afraid of any easing of gun control, any easing, any minute, small change to the overbearing anti-Second Amendment laws that we have in this state, that even the change of maybe allowing people who are under serious threats to be able to get a concealed carry permit, that's a step too far for them. Because you know what? People who have a threat against them shouldn't be able to carry a gun.
They may use it inappropriately.
That's right.
In an alternate dimension.
So,
yes.
If for folks that follow our show, they're probably familiar with the ongoing saga that is right to carry in New Jersey. And, you know, the executive order from Governor Chris Christie, the attempt by the legislature to block the executive order and the new rules that were adopted by the attorney general, and the legislature moved to block those. Apparently, the governor's office says that their attempt to block it was was not in conformance with the requirements that was on them according to the Constitution of New Jersey for them to stop this from happening. So they went ahead and did it anyway. And then the New Jersey legislature decided that they were going to pass a resolution that gives them the ability to file in court against the governor's office. So now the legislature is suing the governor. So,
bam.
If you're interested in local constitutional crises, this might qualify.
Not even the Constitution will stop them.
No, no, not the national constitution. There's no right to bear arms actually in the New Jersey Constitution. I believe that makes it kind of an outlier among the states. So, they're saying that they did everything they're supposed to under the Constitution. The governor's office says that they didn't. And the governor says that they're going to lose their court battle against him, but they're suing him in the meantime. Adding the phrase serious threats to the list of things that would qualify someone for a concealed carry permit under the New Jersey Administrative Code. And that itself was defined by the New Jersey court system, what would constitute situations where a concealed carry CCW license could be issued. So there's this really interesting interplay between the branches. Doesn't appear like it's going to be solved amicably.
Of course not. They're just delaying.
It's Jersey.
They're just delaying until they have someone that they can bully into doing what they want. You know, like turning the sprinklers on people, or
depending on who's governor, they're not going to have to bully anybody. So
putting whoever the next squeeze on is. their local government, so people can't protest outside of their house anymore, or maybe calling certain businesses and putting the pressure on them so they won't host a recall effort. What
you're talking about.
For
that would never happen
for them. Yeah, that would never happen in New Jersey.
So anyway, that's what's happening. Consider yourself up to date.
So that's topic number one.
That was.
Moving on to topic number two, we have Peruta versus California off of the SCOTUS blog.
Let the good times roll. So, if you've been following the Peruta v. California case, it's kind of interesting. This is the latest of the right to carry cases to reach the Supreme Court. It has been rescheduled for conference twice now. For those of us here in New Jersey, we might remember that the Drake case that was out in New Jersey was rescheduled four times, and this one's been rescheduled twice so far. I really, really hope that Judge Gorsuch makes it to the court before this thing comes up for conference, because Scalia was a likely yes vote for right to keep, for the right to bear arms, and bringing Gorsuch up it wouldn't hurt us. Let's put it that way. It's not going to put us in a worse position. Only having eight justices on the court now puts us in a slightly worse position than we were in with Heller and McDonald. None of the yes votes came off of the court until Scalia had passed. So this will bring us back to status quo from Heller and McDonald, right? Interestingly, if you look at the, we're going to have a link to the SCOTUS blog, and they have links, they list all the amici briefs and all the filings by the petitioner and the respondent. So basically, Peruta's filing is there, then there's a response from the defendants in the case, well, the respondents, right? Because it's at the appellate level when you go up to the Supreme Court and that. And you can see there's a lot of argument over exactly what the question is that's presented in Peruta. And what you'll find out is that basically for the plaintiffs, for the petitioners, the argument is there a right to carry outside the home? It's that simple. For the respondents, they're basically arguing this isn't a case about whether or not there's a right to carry outside the home. They say that the case is about, is there a right to carry concealed outside the home, right? Because that's what the Ninth Circuit held when they held with their super en banc, or with the en banc, was that the case wasn't really about, do you have a right to carry concealed outside your house? The case was about, do you have a right to carry concealed, specifically concealed? And that the fact that, you know, it is possible to carry a firearm unloaded open carry outside your house in a few places, that the burden like was met or whatever, and that they were only concerned, Peruta was only concerned with, or has actually joined with another case that escapes me right now, but that they were only concerned with concealed carry. They weren't worried about open carry, and because you can open carry, you don't have to be able to concealed carry, right? So that's right. Kind of where the arguments are, and a lot of it's going to be based on, you know, what the actual question the court determines it's been presented with is, if they're going to take up the case. And that's really the question, is one, do they take up the case? Two, if they do take up the case, exactly which question are they going to answer, right? That's going to be where most of the battle's fought. So mixed decisions below. This is one thing Peruta has going for it that Drake didn't. Is that at the appellate level, immediately after the district court on the first appeal, it was actually a 2-1 decision invalidating San Diego County's good cause requirement, right? And basically, mm-hmm. The court said, you do have a right to carry concealed outside the house. You have to accept self-defense as an answer for good cause. And then the sheriff stopped fighting against it. And since then, the case has been litigated by the state and by other parties to the cases, with much less involvement from the county sheriff's office. Although they did file, obviously they did file a response to the last petition. So it's been rescheduled for conference twice now. We had the mixed decisions below, and it's the latest. And it's a good case for the Supreme Court to take up. It's all going to depend exactly on what question the court finds that they're being asked if they decide to take it. And we can't get Judge Gorsuch up onto the court soon enough, in my view.
I would agree with you. So that is our two topics for this evening, or episode 12. And next we have Calling the Shots. And in Calling the Shots, we have Idaho Castle Doctrine failed because of infighting with the Republican Party. State reps from the same location introducing bills about the same thing, but completely different. One was kind of gutting Castle Doctrine in Idaho, and the other one was reinforcing Castle Doctrine in Idaho. So with some infighting, neither of them passed. And we will be addressing that next year.
Infighting in the Republican Party? Color me shocked.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens nationally.
Next, we have the South Dakota governor vetoes constitutional carry. So after they pass it, the governor of South Dakota vetoes it. We will see how that stands.
Will it stand?
Meg Pull. Leaving Colorado is not a bad thing. Meg Pull strikes again. MLOC has been adopted by US SOCOM for their ARs.
The
MLOC. Or their M16s, M4s. The MLOC has been adopted. So Magpul will be buying new rakes so they can rake in all that cash.
Wait a minute. Should I know what the MLOC is? Is that like the keyhole thingy that's on the AR handle? I'm really out of.
That's key mod. The keyhole one is okay. Key mod. The MLOC is like a slot that's in the side, and okay. you put the MLOC device into the slot, and then you turn it, and it tightens against the handguard.
Was there another thing too, other than Picatinny?
There's Picatinny,
right?
Key mod, and MLOC.
Okay, all right. So I have heard of MLOC because I knew there was a couple of different. Systems.
Right.
I don't keep up on all the ways to attach things to my gun.
So the reason that this is big is you can use just an extruded tube, aluminum tube, thread it for your barrel nut, and then cut slots in it where you want to attach the MLOC. Yeah. So you can take Picatinny rails with the MLOC system on them and add them wherever you want on your handguard, so you can still have the full rail platform, but you can also add MLOC devices wherever.
Right. So when lights, I absolutely need any more lights on my gun, that's right.
Yep. Lights, lasers, angled foregrips, laser lights.
Iron sights. Is there iron sights for MLOC?
Iron sights, 45 degree iron sights.
Right. 90 degree? Oh, that's 90 degree iron sights.
90 degree iron sights. I should do that.
180 degree iron sights.
I should build one that has 45 and 90 degree iron sights.
That's right.
Have the regular iron sights, 45 iron sights, and 90 iron sights.
That's right.
There we go.
45
and then
90. 135,
and that's it. That's all we have. 270. That's all we have for Magpul and the call in the shots. So Magpul's doing good. Episode 12.
That's what
John
we
is
got.
Back.
I'm back, people. I'm back. For now.
Yes, John is back for now.
We'll see what happens. There might be some changes to my schedule that'll affect, if my schedule changes, it'll increase my availability. So that's a good thing.
That's excellent. All right.
Peace out,
so Bruce. If you want to see what I'm doing, you can go to Integrity Armory and go to my YouTube channel and see what I'm doing. I'm building ARs and I'm doing training.
Nobody's going to your channel. Nobody's going to integrityarmory.com.
They should totally go to integrityarmory.com.
I don't think they're going to.
See all kinds of awesomeness and see the beautiful North Idaho that is full of water and flooding and mudslides.
Mudslides? Sweet.
Yes.
Like the drink?
No.
Oh. That like chocolate liqueur?
Earth. Like earth. Anyway.
Check it later, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Bear Arms Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes to rate and leave a review. This helps spread the word, and we thank you for it. For show notes or updates about new episodes, please visit www.beararmshow.com.